You're listening to SBS News.
A secret ceremony to inaugurate a leader seen by many inside and outside his country as illegitimate. Alexander Lukashenko was sworn into office for a sixth term in front of hundreds of party faithful.
Today, having suffered a lot for this victory, we have gone up to the next level of national identity. Having calmed down after the fever of electoral battles, we have seen how our nation is growing up.
It would normally be a major state occasion. This time, a motorcade through Minsk, the only clue it was happening. The secrecy was designed to avoid further protests, which have been a near daily occurrence since Lukashenko's contested election win in August. And when news eventually broke of the inauguration, people took to the streets, security services responding with force, unleashing water cannon and detaining dozens. 66-year-old Lukashenko addressing troops whose support has helped him to keep office.
All of you who are now standing in front of me will understand that you have secured peace on this piece of land, defended sovereignty and independence of our country. Don't get it wrong, boys. Not every Belarusian understands it now, but very soon they will.
Lukashenko's main opponent, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, fled the country after the vote. She maintains she is the legitimate leader of Belarus.
This so-called inauguration is obviously a farce. In reality, Lukashenko has just retired today. It means his orders to military and security services are not legitimate anymore and are no longer to be executed.
She's calling on the EU to follow through with threats to impose sanctions on Belarusian officials. The United States, Ukraine and Germany confirming they won't recognise Lukashenko as president.
The fact that this ceremony was performed secretly and behind closed doors is very telling.
A surprise inauguration, not the sign of a leader confident his country is behind him. Ben Lewis, SBS World News.